Good morning and welcome to The Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. I'm Simran Sirur, a senior correspondent with The Print. At a time when the monsoon should have withdrawn, heavy bouts of rain in Kerala and Uttarakhand have left at least 70 people dead and swept away lakhs worth of infrastructure in a matter of a few days. Typically, the monsoon season in both states withdraws by the last week of September, with the intensity of rainfall dropping considerably. But relentless showers that started a little after mid-October, well after the season's normal withdrawal time, have raised concerns over a delayed monsoon withdrawal and its relationship to climate change. Abhinash Mohanty, program lead at the Council on Energy, Environment and Water, told The Print that a delay in the monsoon's retreat can sometimes cause extreme and erratic rainfall. The reason for its intensification is because of microclimatic changes that can trigger and intensify the monsoon, he said. Microclimatic changes include factors like temperature, humidity, wind and turbulence, dew, frost, heat balance, and evaporation, all of which can influence rainfall. In August this year, the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change said that India would see increased amounts of precipitation and more frequent and intense heat waves in the years to come because of global warming. More locally, an analysis by the CEEW from 2020 found that 85% of districts in Uttarakhand were vulnerable to extreme flooding, while over the last decade, Kerala has become twice as prone to landslides as before. These events have been accompanied by increasing frequency, intensity, and unpredictability, the CEEW says. While experts say the recent rains in both states bear the thumbprint of climate change, the weather systems involved in causing the rainfall and subsequent floods are of different origin. In Kerala, rainfall began on the 16th of October and went on till the 18th of October, with the worst affected districts being Idukki and Kottayam. A second bout was scheduled from the 20th to the 21st of October, for which at least 11 districts have been warned. K. Santosh, director of the Indian Meteorological Department in Thiruvananthapuram, said that what caused the heavy rainfall was an interaction between two low-pressure areas on either side of the peninsula. Low-pressure areas, according to the American Geosciences Institute, tend to be well-organized storms in places where the atmosphere is relatively thin, causing winds to blow inward. This causes air to rise, producing clouds and condensation. On the 16th of October, a low-pressure area that had formed in the Arabian Sea was moving towards the west coast and interacted with another low-pressure area that had formed in the Bay of Bengal and was moving towards Odisha. These two interacted with each other over Kerala, which is the reason for high-intensity rainfall, Santosh said, adding that while October to December are considered seasonal months for cyclone formation, there has, quote, definitely been an increase in the number of cyclones and depressions in both the Arabian Sea and on the east coast in the Bay of Bengal. A study by the Indian Institute of Tropical Meteorology earlier this year found that from 2001 to 2019, the Arabian Sea saw a 52% increase in the frequency of cyclones, which scientists attributed to higher sea surface temperatures in the Arabian Sea. Worsening the effects of heavy rainfall are fractured ecosystems that can no longer support heavy downfall, which could contribute to the destruction of infrastructure. Kerala has a twofold increase in landslides thanks to the degradation of western ghats, among other factors. 42% of wetlands, forests, tree cover have been degraded around the western ghats, affecting the microclimatic topology, Mohanty said, adding that these fractured ecosystems were unable to withstand all of this heavy downpour. In Uttarakhand, it wasn't a low-pressure area but something called a western disturbance that caused the state's latest deluge. A western disturbance is a storm originating in the Mediterranean Sea, which then moves eastwards. Rahul Thapayal, scientist C with the IMD Dehradun, told The Print that the western disturbance interacted with southeasterly winds coming from the Bay of Bengal, which are laden with moisture. The confluence of these two is what caused heavy rainfall over Uttarakhand, the worst affected district being Kumaon. The state is likely to see another western disturbance on the 23rd of October, but the resulting showers are predicted to be light and in isolated areas. Dr. R. Krishnan, Executive Director of the Center for Climate Change Research at the Indian Institute of Tropical Meteorology, said that western disturbances are most common during the winter months, and that even though this one came a little earlier, it cannot definitively be attributed to climate change without further studies. Mohanty says that there are three major ways in which states can help reduce damage from extreme weather events. One is to identify compounding risk, so that states can understand how rainfall and cyclones will affect certain areas. A second is fixing ecosystems and ensuring they are not further eroded. Third, infrastructure should be made climate-proof so it can withstand such events. That's all we have for you today. This is Simran Sirul reporting for The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to The Print AM and visit our website at theprint.in. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.